You're now listening to the A Place of Refuge Productive Living Podcast with Bishop Barry D. Walker. A Place of Refuge vision is to cause people to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. For more information, please stop by our website at www.aplaceofrefugechurch.org. Now, here's today's message already in progress.
Talking is a gift that God gave mankind. You have to understand that. And when God gave humans the gift of talking, he did so in line with what James talked about in James 1. When James said, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above or from God. Talking, or the origin of talking, was intended to be used for a benefit. You were given words in order to be a blessing to somebody. A benefit. A blessing. However, because of us being free moral agents, God, in doing such, allowed us to use our tongue for good or bad. Our choice. I said our choice. And you know, when it comes to the tongue, we use it for good and bad. And we'll talk about various things. Yeah, it just depends on the environment we're in. Depends on who we talking to. Because you don't talk about the same thing to everybody. Oh, there are certain things you talk about to Sister Gal. You wouldn't dare talk about to Brother Luau. Yeah, you and Sister Gal, y'all can talk about some stuff, but then Brother Luau, you hold back. And look how you're looking at me. And say to your neighbor, it don't matter if you saved or not. You still talk to certain folk about certain things, and you wouldn't dare talk to other folks about what you talk to with that other person. Saved or not. And honestly, that's how it should be. Yeah. Jesus himself didn't talk to all of his disciples about certain things. He would pull three away and just talk to those three about certain things. Then sometimes he would talk to all 12. You got to know who can handle what you got to say. Everybody can't handle what you have to say. I love what Paul said. Is you got to know them who labor among you. You got to know folks who are around you. You got to know who you can say things to, and it's going to stay there. And you got to know who you don't need to say things to, because it won't stay there. And we're talking in the church and outside the church. Because in the church you have immature folk and outside. And in the church you have mature folk, and outside you have mature people. And you have amateurs and experts when it comes to the tongue. Yeah, you got amateurs and you got experts. And you got amateurs and experts when it comes to the tongue in reference to doing good as well as bad. Some of us, as a sinner, you were just an amateur when it came to your tongue. Folk knew you were lying. You tried to act like you were lying, but they know that girl just telling the lie. They just knew it because you were an amateur. But then you had folk like Elder Beasley and Prophetess Beasley, and Elder Florence and Elder White, in their former life, they were expert liars. You didn't know whether they were lying or not. You went home, you just trying to figure out if they were lying or not. Watch this right here. How many, in hindsight, you were an expert when it came to lying? Women should have their hands up more so than anybody in here. Men be thinking they're getting over on women, and a woman just leave. Lord have mercy, he's just so stupid. He just don't have a clue. And you know, when I look back in hindsight, in reference to how much I used to lie, I reached one conclusion. I was closer to the devil than I knew at the time. You know why? The Bible says the devil is the father of lies. Ain't that something? We were good at doing what the devil wanted us to be good at. He was our daddy a long time ago. That's where we got our lying from. That's how we became an expert at hurting folk with lies. Woo! And so talking can be used for good or bad. And Solomon is so plain in this verse right here. Very plain. And we shouldn't have a problem in really agreeing with what he says in the text. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. How many times have you used your tongue to mess somebody up? How many times, sister, have you used your tongue to make a man cry? I'm telling y'all, these women some mess in their former lives. Some likewise in their present. Brothers, how many women did you hurt by saying the same thing to everyone you talked to? You was in love with 18 women in 3 months. I don't know what it is about you, but it was like love at first sight. You told 18 women that in 3 months. Love at first sight. Knew you were lying. And then women, I've never met a man like you. Lord, I don't even really know how to act. You're so. Except you told Henry, James, Marcus, and Luell the same thing. Say to your neighbor, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Yeah, we destroy folk. And some folk, after 20 years, still remember what you said. And if you can really grasp this, some are still hurt by it. 20 years and they still hurt by what you said, and your word, less than 10 words came out of your mouth 20 years ago that are still killing somebody today. If it be true, say to your neighbor, no doubt. Solomon hit the nail on the head. Death and life in the power of the tongue. Yeah, but it's also life, because there are some words that help you in ways that other words didn't. And sometimes good words, or words of life, or words you hold on to no matter what you go through. It's just like the words of Paul, even though we've never saw Paul. I mean, his words, they just cause us to just hold on in trials. You know, his words like Romans 8. And 28, all things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. You get to going through things, and you hurt mentally, emotionally, and you just battling, going through things, but you just gravitate and hold on to those words, and you say those words out of your mouth that it's going to work out for my good. I don't know why I'm going through all that I'm going through it, but I know it's going to work out for my good. And how many, by show of hands, you have used the words of the scripture and it helped you to come through what battle you were facing at the time? Let me see by a show of hands. So look at another neighbor and say, neighbor, I said it once or twice, and I'm going to say it again. Solomon hit the nail on the head. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Yeah, that's true right there. That's true. Yeah. You fell in love with the right person because of the right words that were true. Yeah. You were like, man, he wasn't playing. Jesus, did girl mean that for real? And it changed you. Yeah. It changed you for the battle. There's power in words. And I love Solomon in his wisdom. He says that there's not only death and life in the power of the tongue of words. But he says, who he or she who loves it of the tongue shall eat its fruit. We done got saved now. Christian now. That same devil that used us to say what we didn't have no business saying. We shouldn't be his flunky now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, prophetess beast. We used to be the devil's flunky. But we shouldn't be that same person now. Yeah, you got me to cuss her out then, but I'm... Yeah, you got me to agree with the diagnosis when I didn't know no better. You got me to believe that I was going to be broke just like my... See, when you read verses like this and allow the verses to do what David said he allowed God's word to do, it should just change you for the better. David said about God's word, your word have I hid in my heart so I won't sin against you. I ain't just going to say it just because somebody uttering it who expects me to receive it. If it ain't based upon what's written, I'm not going to go for it. Say to somebody, when you know better, you should choose to do better. I used to lie. Yeah. I would lie to get things that I wanted. But when you know better, you should do better. You agree with that? You can't be nobody's flunky no more when it comes to what you utter out of your mouth. Them days need to be over. I said them days need to be over. It's time for us to walk in Romans 8 and 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. And tonight we need to consider the verse when it comes to what we say. If God don't lead me to say it, I ain't gonna say it. Because folk have the audacity to try to make you agree with them because of their credentials. Or because of who they are. Asking you to agree with them as if you don't have the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside of you. You don't have to agree with everybody just because their credentials are higher than yours. You have more than what they have. You are a Spirit-filled child of God. And you know what the Spirit will do for you, child of God? According to John 16 and 13, lead you. Not just into church truth. Not just into job truth. truth about your body, truth about your situation, truth about your circumstances, truth about everything. And if you use your mouth properly, the manifestation of what truth promises will come forth. It will come forth. Say to your neighbor, you got to use your words right. That means you got to be God conscious. You have got to discern what God would have you say according to what is written and what has been revealed. Because now that you know better, you're going to be able to see firsthand the truth about the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And he who loves it. How do you love it? Do you love using it for the right way or the wrong way? Or is your love for your tongue based upon what you're facing? If you've got yourself back to a corner, you'll love it by using it to lie your way out. Or to lie your way into getting what you need. He who loves it. See, some folks love to use their tongue for death, even though they won't admit it. Talk more about folk than scripture all day. The majority of your conversation to other folks is about somebody else. You love talking, but it's just not the right talk. And you can actually say to some folk, do you talk about folk all the time? Then some folk love their tongue so much to where they just use it for complaining. Lord, this knee been hurting all day. Oh, God, not to mention my back. And that left little toe. My back, my left little toe. Oh, God, I can't shake it too much, my knee. Lord, have mercy, my knee. Oh, God, there go that toe again. You love it. I'm telling you, when you love it, your primary conversation becomes habitual until you cut it off. And you'll try to fix it. I don't just be talking about folk. I was telling the truth. Yeah, but you always telling the truth, but it's about. See, it needs to come a time to where your talk is like Jesus' talk, if we ought to be Christian or Christ-like. Even in trouble, Jesus talk was Bible talk. Even in trouble. He was hungry. His greatest opposition showed up. And his greatest opposition started running off at the mouth. You know what I'm talking about, the devil. The one you used to lie for that we talked about earlier? Him. Jesus talked to the devil while the devil was trying to make him do things that Jesus knew he should not do, was it is written. That was his talk. It is written. It is written. Folk had pronounced that a child was dead. But when Jesus showed up at the house, you know what his talk was? Word. That's what his talk was. Word. Even at the grave site of Lazarus, you know what his talk was? Word. All he taught was word. He addressed everything with the word. He never tried to have the last saying. He always let the word talk for him. Why should we let the word talk for us? Heaven and earth shall. But tell your neighbor, not the word. Not this right here. What I just quoted was Matthew 24 and what? 35. That's right. Heaven and earth shall, but not what? You got to let the word talk for you. Let the word talk for you. See, because some folk like to argue. And sometimes you argue with folks you ain't even got no business arguing with. If a professional telling you something, you can argue, fuss, you can do everything you got to do. But let me tell you something, they're going to stick to the facts. 9 times out of 10. Sometimes the best thing for you to do, if you want to say something, look, I'm just going to trust God and just walk on out. Don't try to argue with them and try to get them on your side. Don't try to argue with folks and get them on your side. Folk tell you, look, based upon your credit, you can't have this, that. Don't argue with them folks. Well, God said, don't argue with them. Them folks don't know no Isaiah 61 and 1. Them folks don't know no Matthew 14 and 6. Quit arguing with them folk. Use your tongue properly. Death and life. Don't kill your witness with them folk. Don't let them say you acting crazy because you quote stuff they don't even know what you're talking about. Be led by the Spirit. Well, I done prayed and God, they don't know nothing about that. The majority of them. You wasting your talk. Be led by God. What to say? Well, I told him, yeah, you shouldn't have. You have to be led by God. And don't misunderstand me. Sometimes the Lord will lead you to say certain things to folk. But often we say it because We just want to get them a little piece of our mind. We won't let them know. Now we mature now. We got to be led by the Lord. You got to discern whether a person is even going to receive what you're going to say. And therefore don't say it unless the Holy Spirit pushes you to say it. I let them know, even though they said it ain't no hope. I let them know what I felt. Yeah, and you messed up. Because you let them know. The Holy Spirit didn't tell you to let them know. You just had to say what you wanted to say. Bottom line, you got in the flesh and use scripture. You can't use scripture in the flesh. Y'all ain't saying much right here, but that's okay. I'm going to say it to these folk over here who look like they discerning. You can quote scripture in the flesh. You can get smart like Cain tried to get to go. Am I my brother's keeper? And you got folk that have the nerve to use that as if Cain said something good or right. He was getting smart with God. He was getting smart with God. Where your brother at, Cain? I hear his blood crying. Am I my brother's keeper? You got to watch how you speak, how you talk when you by yourself in church and before others. Outside the church. Y'all love me? Love you too. Shall we continue? Okay. So Jesus, he would say things, but they will always be based upon the word. It'll be based upon the word. He wouldn't just say things based upon his senses. His emotions or his experience. He wouldn't do that. And see, that's what humans do. We'll see things and throw out some words. And it ain't always like what you see. And then you can hear things. And some folk, they love to use their tongue after they done heard something. They done heard, say, girl, it happened today. What time it happened? Okay, well, look, I'll talk to you later. You know why they want to get off their phone so quick? They got to talk about it now. So they got to call like 4 or 5 folk and do the little talk. Hey, girl, have you heard? Heard what? Listen. Don't tell nobody, but such and such. But the girl told you who you talked to not to tell nobody. Say to your neighbor, we got to stick to it is written. That need to be our talk. It is what? Who stuck to it is written? Jesus. Because if death and life are in the power of the tongue, and whoever uses death or whoever uses life, gonna reap what they sow. We got to make sure that we watch what we say. Just because a person knows about a particular thing more than you know about it, don't you agree with that person when you know what that person is saying that's smarter than you in that particular area? But you know that what they're saying is not what God's word says. So you don't agree with that person, even if that person may know more than you about a particular thing. You stick to what is what? Written. Or revealed. Because the reveal is always going to be based upon the what? You got to remember that. I know some preachers that get to saying God revealing something and it don't line up with scripture point blank. That's a lie. God ain't going to do nothing in contrast to his word. And even if I start revealing something, it's going to be in line with the scripture. Why? Because it's the written that ain't going to pass. And when the reveal is based upon the written, it's not going to pass either. Y'all understand that? This is very, very important. But you have to watch what you say because you're going to reap accordingly. He who loves it shall eat is fruit. You're going to be rewarded because of how you love to talk about complaining. The Lord going to allow something to happen to you based upon how you love to do such. That's the reason some folks stay broke because all they talk about, well, all they do is pour mouth. You going to pour mouth all the time and ain't going to be broke? Yeah, you're going to stay broke. In order to come out of certain things, if you understand Bible, the first thing the folks had to do was talk about it. They had to believe and then talk about it. That's how they came out. Look at the woman with the issue of blood. She heard about Jesus and then she talked about how her situation was going to be changed because of Jesus. Her situation wasn't changed until she talked about it and she started walking in what she talked about. Death and in the power of the tongue. Bartimaeus didn't get his sight until he got in his mind, if I just ask him, if I just talk to him about mercy, because I know God's mercy endures forever according to, get this, David. David is the one that wrote it. God's mercy endures forever. That's the reason Bartimaeus said, "Thou son of David, what? Have mercy on me." Where he get it from? He read. He knew what David said. "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." Folk told him, "Be quiet." "Oh, no, 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 no. Thou son of David, have mercy on me." He just kept speaking it and speaking it and speaking it until Jesus stopped and said, "Bring him here." He said, "Bartimaeus, he calling for you now." Bartimaeus dropped them clothes he had on that were dirty and filthy because he wanted to go before God right. That was just him. God will allow you to come to him anyway, but Bartimaeus felt like, "I got to go to him right." And Jesus did the same thing when he talked to him. "What you want? What do you want?" He used his words. "What do you want?" "Lord, that I might see." "I just want to see." You understand what I'm saying? You got to say it. Death and? In the power of the what? That's when you got to stay in the word. All right, two scriptures and I'm done. Lord of mercy, y'all okay? I know I had to say a few things that may have stepped on your toes, but you know, sometimes you have to go down that little rough road before you get on the pavement. Say to your neighbor, "You got to go on the rough roads sometime before you get on that pavement." Y'all ready? Let's go to Proverbs and consider chapter 21. We're going to look at one verse. In Proverbs 21. It's going to help us in reference to our tongue. And you're going to be able to see this is what Jesus did. Proverbs 21 and 23. You ready? "Whoever guards his and what? Keeps his soul from what? That is the God true." Have you ever said something that got you in trouble? Ask somebody for me if you don't mind. Have you ever said something that got you in trouble? Recently. You ever said something that got you in trouble and you turned around and said, "Oh, God, I shouldn't have said that." Notice what he said. You got to guard your mouth, your tongue from what? You You got to put in double duty. That tongue going to speak, but sometimes you got to. You got to keep your mouth, your tongue guarded. Unless you get your soul in some trouble. Soul in the text represents primarily yourself. You done got yourself in trouble because of what you said. I said, you done got yourself in trouble because of what you said. And Lord have mercy, some of us, we can go back and just be honest. I got a history of saying what I ain't have no business saying. Some of us, that's us. We got a history. I ain't going to tell you no lie. I can go all the way back to elementary. I just got a little history of saying what I didn't have no business saying. I'm glad God saved me. Y'all ought to be glad God saved me too. Because if I tell you what I used to do, you may wonder about me. And I would wonder about you if you told me what you used to do. Guard your mouth and so your soul won't get in what? And notice yourself. It reason soul represents self is because you can cause from your crown to the sole of your feet to be trouble based upon what you say. It'll start in your mind. Oh God, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have said that. Lord, I shouldn't have said that. And then the next thing you know, you ain't even got no appetite to eat because of what you said. Guess what's going to happen next? It's going to start affecting your body. You know, some folks have had a heart attack or a stroke simply because of worrying about what they said. That's when you guard your mouth. You guard it. You guard your mouth. And then even when you guard your mouth and your tongue, there's still going to be time you're just going to mess up. You're just going to say what you ain't got no business saying. You're just going to have to say, God, please forgive me and just keep helping me to do better. And just start being more sincere and watching what you say. Because to guard also means to make it your business that you pay attention to what you say. Closer attention to what you say. Y'all all right?
Yes.
Can we take it to the last scripture?
Yes.
Let's go to Psalm 119. And I'm closing with this one. Psalm 119. And you know, Psalm 119 got this real long chapter. So verse 172. That's a lot of verses in that chapter, ain't it? Psalm 119, not verse 72, verse 172. This is what you got to make up in your mind to do, like what the psalmist did. He says, my tongue shall speak of what? Who is he being like? Jesus. Jesus gave the devil what? When he went to certain places, certain things happened, what did he talk about? And look at what the psalmist says. My tongue shall speak of your word. For all your commandments are what? Righteousness. I'm going to stick to righteousness. I'm just going to say what's right. That's how I'm going to be. I'm just going to say what's right. Jane wanted folk that were not mature to just stick to yes or no? That's all he wanted. You tell him yes or no. Don't try to go beyond that. Just yes and no. You know, and sometimes when you're not mature, that's a good thing, because you don't need to be quoting something that you ain't quoting it right. You're trying to give somebody the word, but you ain't quoting it right. Just stick to yes or no. Something real simple was basically what he was telling them. Stick to something basic or simple. But how many can see the necessity of being God conscious when you talk? All right, I'm done.